It is a great night for the party, and it's also hard to understand what it means because, as you say, two moderate candidates won in New Jersey and Virginia and runs one strong, and then the most left-wing Democrat to run on a nationally prominent race in decades is winning strong in New York City. He's probably going to end up with more than 50% of the vote, and a lot of people thought he wouldn't get that.
This is Mitchell Miller, and let's jump to New Jersey. Everybody was thinking that this was going to be a very close race, that Jack Cittarelli had really narrowed the gap. But right now, the numbers seem pretty wide. So this is obviously a good message for Democrats and maybe a surprising one where they could fuse it with the success of Abigail Spanberger in Virginia.
And even also really important is that 4 years ago, the same man came within 3 percentage points of becoming New Jersey governor. And tonight he's going to lose by 12.
Yeah, that's really significant. I mean, what do you attribute that? Because all the polls were showing everything tightening. But this is obviously going to be a big messaging point for Democrats.
Right. And New Jersey had been trending towards the Republicans. Trump did so well, and he didn't win in 2024, but he did so much better than he had ever done. And now this is a real setback for the Republicans in New Jersey.
So Abigail Spanberger in Virginia up about 12 percentage points over her Republican opponent, Winsome Earle Sears, probably going to be a blowout double-digit victory for Spanberger. In the lieutenant governor's race in Virginia, Ghazala Hashmi has 54% to John Reed, the Republican's 46%. So a tighter margin, but still a pretty wide margin for the Democrats. And then our attention turns to the tightest race, which is no surprise, the race for attorney general in Virginia. You have the well-known Republican incumbent, Jason Meares, facing the scandal-plagued Democrat, Jay Jones. Jones is ahead, 52% to 48%, and it looks like he might be widening that lead. Does that surprise you at all?
It surprises me. I think that what we're seeing tonight is the polarization of American politics takes another step forward. And by that, I mean that scandals just don't seem to matter as much because people are like, well, he may have a scandal, but he's our side. And that explains how Republicans have tolerated scandal after scandal with President Trump. And now the Democrats are starting to do that by simply saying, okay, he's flawed, but he's a Democrat.